It is Friday, June 1st, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Malco Theater's Kids Summer Film Fest, beginning June 5th and continuing through August 1st each Tuesday and Wednesday morning at 10. Seating is limited, so early arrival recommended. The Malco Kids Summer Film Fest schedule and more information available at malco.com. Support also comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, hosting American Encounters, Thomas Cole and the Narrative Landscape, through August 13th. The exhibit features six paintings of distinctive style, influences, and impact on other American artists. The exhibition is part of a multi-year collaboration with Crystal Bridges, the Louvre, and others. More information is available online at crystalbridges.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, reports from inside the Walmart shareholders meeting at Bud Walton Arena. Jacqueline Froelich talked with people who have traveled to Fayetteville to let their opinions about the world's largest retailer be known. Ithi Agnihotri-Madolkar is inside. She'll tell us about the spectacle that is the meeting. And later, John Schlois reports in from that other big event this weekend, Wakarusa. First, there was star power at this morning's annual Walmart shareholders meeting at Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville. Singers Lionel Richie, Justin Timberlake, and Celine Dion greeted the thousands in attendance before the votes on a variety of issues were taken. We'll have more from the meeting in a few minutes on Ozarks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to close 9 offices serving farmers in Arkansas. The state's congressional delegation is working to stop or delay the closings. Michael Hiblin from our partner station KUAR in Little Rock has this report.
Congressman Rick Crawford is pushing a bill that would temporarily block the closing of the Farm Service Agency offices and have future closings based on each office's workload. Arkansas has 61 FSA offices, and officials say budget cuts and staff reductions necessitate closing 9 of them. Farmers in affected areas would still be eligible for USDA assistance, but would be assigned to offices in different counties. Senator Mark Pryor issued a statement saying he was disappointed by the announcement, and while he agrees there must be a reduction in spending, said it should be done in a smart, consistent, and objective manner. He also said he is seeking alternatives to the office closings. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.
The Rogers Municipal Airport will receive more than $140,000 in federal money to upgrade the taxiway there. Arkansas's congressional delegation announced the grant yesterday, saying that Carter Field's taxiway has reached the end of its useful life. In all, 5 airports in Arkansas will be given about $1.6 million for upgrades. The cooler temperatures are expected to continue tonight in the region. The National Weather Service says there is a 20% chance of showers tonight, with lows between 50 and 55. Highs tomorrow are expected to be in the upper 70s in northwest Arkansas, lower 80s for the Arkansas River Valley. The lineup for the third edition of Walton Arts Center's 10x10 series is now set. The venue released the schedule this morning. Highlights of the discounted performance series included an October concert by the Tokyo String Quartet and a January appearance by Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet. The baseball Razorbacks will open play in the NCAA tournament this afternoon, playing Sam Houston State at 1 in Houston. Arkansas is the number 2 seed in the 4-team regional, Sam Houston State the 3rd seed. It's a double elimination event, and the winning team will advance to next weekend's Super Regionals. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will seek a win tonight in Rockland, Texas. Last night, the Nats dropped their second consecutive one-run decision to the Rockhounds and are now 3 games out of first in the Texas League North standings. And the University of Arkansas men's basketball team is adding a high-profile opponent to the next season's schedule. This morning, the athletic department announced the Razorbacks would host Syracuse in November as part of a challenge series between SEC and Big East schools.